It is August 31st, and I am on my way to the gym, and I keep trying to think about the difference of who I was, you know, 6 years ago to now, and what keeps coming to me is, you know, this is the one mind, two different people. And basically, you know, I think I just operated in two different ways. You know, I think the biggest objects of change can be courage, compassion, and connection. If I look at those three principles in my addiction, you know, courage, I was quite the opposite of that. I was a coward. You know, I no matter what I knew was right, I could not act on it. I was a complainer. I was a victim of every circumstance that challenged me. And I had no drive whatsoever to change what was bad in my life. Instead, I looked for people to enable me and comfort me. Compassion, I had no idea what that even meant. I heard of the word, but if I had compassion, I wouldn't have hurt people. I hurt people a lot. You know, no matter, you know, how it made them feel, how it hurt their heart, I did what I wanted to do because I was selfish. And uncompassionate people are very selfish. And if anybody was trying to change their life, like people I've seen in NA, AA, people going to school, you know, I had reasons to criticize them. And I would criticize them. I had absolutely no compassion whatsoever. And number three, connection, which would be, you know, to me is relationships. In my addiction, my connections with people were false and fake. None of them were real. None of them helped me. None of them made me stronger. None of them gave me any kind of drive to be different whatsoever. And I think this is where in NA or in a lot of motivational talks, they'll say winners hang with winners, losers hang with losers. I was a loser. I dealt with losers. Therefore, I became a loser. Now, what's strange about this story, I believe, is how do you make that switch? Where does it happen? You know, how do you go from having absolutely no courage, no compassion, and no connection to having courage, compassion, and connection? This is a question I still ponder a lot. This is a question I can go with many different ways. The only thing that really comes to my mind is pain. Because I think, you know, pain is the first mind-altering drug we ever take. And realizing I had some stuff to deal with myself, I had to look in the mirror, I had to get honest with myself to ever begin to flip my perspective and have that psychic change or the drive to be all I knew I can be or to be the best version of myself had to come for me was pain. You know, in my new life, if I look at those same principles, courage, and if I define it for myself, I believe courage would be to speak all of my heart. To be honest and speak it. I think a lot of people think courage comes from they think hero or heroic or brave. And sure, this might be courageous, but to have courage is a daily practice. And it's a practice of putting our vulnerabilities on full display to help others. You know, that's why I speak today. It's why I'm on this outcast right now. It's also why I'm going to the gym. It's courageous. It's not what I want to do, but there's a drive there, and I know to do it somehow makes me a better person, and it also somehow supports me giving it my all, or I could say recognizing the God within me, or I could say being the best version of myself. And this is what the daily practice of courage can do. I also look at the word compassion. And to me, if I was to define compassion, it would be to suffer with boundaries. You know, to be compassionate, I had to get into your pain. I had to understand where I came from and realize I was once too judged. I was once too scared. I once too was a coward. I once too was selfish. And most people's pain comes from principles like that. So to be compassionate I have to have courage, number one, to share my story, and then number two, have compassion with those who care to listen to it, who care to be different, who want something different. And I also have to understand that there's boundaries. Not everybody cares. Not everybody's going to hear me speak. Not everybody's going to watch a video of mine and hit the like button. Not everybody's going to comment. And a lot of people will roll their eyes, but I'm not here for you, and I understand that. That's the boundaries that I set. Also, the other boundaries that I set for myself is to know when somebody's trying to take advantage of me. I will not allow it in my life. I also will not allow anybody to suck me dry, and I will not hang out with losers. This is not uncompassionate. It's very compassionate towards myself, so I can keep the compassion for those who want it. For those who need a soft place to land and who want better connections. Which brings me to my last point. I think to have that real psychic change, to really know, you could look at your connections or your relationships. If they are loving, if they are flourishing, if they help you become the best you, if you want to be better because of the people in your life, if you love those around you and you love yourself, then you are connected and you feel it. And life feels vibrant. And I know this because I've been drastically on both sides. Not just a little bit. Not just, you know, wishy-washy. I mean drastic. I have been isolated to the point that all I could do was look at myself because it was all I had. And I now have relationships that are so rich that I have a really good basis of comparison to compare to. The people in my life I love very much. I exemplify courage and compassion for them. My recovery, my talks, my workouts, everything that I do isn't for me. I just know it makes me the best me so I can give my best, because I don't know how we give our best if we don't have our best. So this is a little talk on the two people that I know I've been. I really believe when I look at things like, you know, to be born again or renewed in the mind, this is the stuff that they're talking about, just because everything's so different for me. Even down to the way I look, to the way I think, to the way I act. You know, I have drive to be somebody. So what's the message? What's the point? Well, I just want you to know that you can change too, and not everybody even realizes they need to change. Not everybody wants to change. Lifestyle changes take a lot of courage and drive and passion and work. Hard work. My life was a lot of hard work. I have the journals to prove it. I have all the stuff all the books to prove it. I have the workouts to prove it. I mean, I worked hard to be different because I wanted to be different. But, you know, you can be too. And anybody ever, once again, wants to get out here and talk with me, you know. I know I've had a few people reach out lately. You know, it takes conversation, it takes connection, it takes compassion and courage to change. And, you know, and that's my challenge to you. You know, if you look in the mirror and you can't stand what you look like, you might want to start going to the gym, and that takes courage. If you can't look in the mirror and you can't stand the fact that you rely on a drug, and you want to change that, well, that takes courage. If you look in the mirror and you feel isolated and alone, you feel a void in your heart, and you want to change that, well, that takes courage. And it's also going to take compassion for yourself and from others to get to the connections that you're looking for. I love you. Have a good day. And, you know, just kill it. Crush life. Love you.